only 20 minutes for recess time. You run to the playground, stand in line. Always the same kids choose the teams. It's always the end of the same, it seems. They choose their buddies and they choose their friends. They get down to the very end. Always someone gets left out. I had enough, I'm gonna shout. I wanna play, I wanna play. Don't say no, cause I won't go away. I won't stop till you hear what I say. You gotta let me in, cause I wanna play. Just cause you're bigger and stronger than me doesn't mean you get to say how things will be. Just cause I'm not as good as you doesn't mean you get to tell me what to do. You ought to stand here in my shoes. See how it feels when it happens to you. It could happen to you, you never can tell.
I had enough, I'm gonna yell. I wanna play, I wanna play. Don't say no, cause I won't go away. I won't stop till you hear what I say. Gotta let me in, cause I wanna play. Hey!
My daddy says life's just not fair. You're bound to meet people that just don't share. When you meet someone, tries to push you around. When you know what's right, stand your ground. We're only talking about playing a game. Leaving someone out is such a dirty shame. We're only talking about having fun. There ought to be room for everyone.
I wanna play, I wanna play. Don't say no, cause I won't go away. I won't stop till you hear what I say. Gotta let me in, cause I wanna play. I wanna play, I wanna play. Don't say no, cause I won't go away. I won't stop till you hear what I say. You gotta let me in, cause I wanna play.
That's Bill Harley right here on the Children's Hour, and you're listening to Communication Nation, Episode 4, Together We Can, Part 3, Building Community Through Traditional Games. Did you know that there are games that have been played by people of all ages for thousands of years? As humans, we invent games all the time, based on our beliefs and relationships or what's laying around in the backyard. We're practicing teamwork every time we play a game with others. And when I played with my friends growing up, I think I was learning how to cooperate with other people. Some of humanity's earliest games were played with our hands. Hand games require you to work with a partner to keep the rhythm and movements in sync. We build coordination, listening skills, and get good practice at reading nonverbal communications, too. Hand-clapping games can be traced back to Africa, and they've been a big part of Black culture in America for generations, since 1619, when enslaved Africans were first brought to this continent. They show that people can seek joy and demonstrate creativity and resilience, even under oppression. Hand games continue to evolve and change throughout each generation, location, and with the influence of digital communications. Among women and young girls, they hold a special place when historically sports were meant only for boys.
Eeny, meeny, dressalini, ooh, ooh, I'm a leany, achikachi, gumalachi, I love you. Eeny, meeny, dressalini, ooh, ooh, I'm a leany, achikachi, gumalachi, I love you. Hey, hey. Hey, hey, here we go, Zootio, 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 here we go, Zootio, all night long. Here we go, Zootio, 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 here we go, Zootio, all night long. Stepping down the alley, Sally, Sally, stepping down the alley all night long. Eeny, meeny, dretzelini, ooh, ooh, I'm a leany, achikachi, gumalachi, I love you. Eeny, meeny, dretzelini, ooh, ooh, I'm a leany, achikachi, gumalachi, I love you.
Let's travel to Central America, where for over 3,000 years, descendants of the Olmec, including the Maya, Nahuatl-speaking peoples, and others, played a game with a rubber ball. There are many different names and variations to the game. Picture a large stone surface where two teams are racing to pass a rubber ball through a hoop made of thick stone. The hoop is high on the wall, and players use only their hips, elbows, and knees to move the ball around. The wall is painted with murals reflecting history and religion, and when people got together to watch a game, they shared stories of their ancestors, caught up on the latest news, and chatted about their lives. People weren't just watching a competition. They were practicing being a community. Sometimes different groups challenged each other to the game to resolve conflicts. The players had to cooperate, strategize, and trust each other to win. Teams had to respect the rules to compete, which helped build connections between people who don't always get along. Today, youth across Central America are bringing back the sport. Many traditional sports teach us that every single person matters in a community. High in the Andes Mountains in South America, in what are now the countries of Peru, Bolivia, and others, people of the Quechua language, descendants of the Inca Empire, continue a thousands-year-old tradition where athletes can serve an important role in their communities. They serve as runners called chaquis, which translates roughly to the one who gives and receives. And they deliver messages across communities. Imagine a relay race where each runner passes a baton to the next, but instead of a baton, it's a message. And in this way, information can get to its destination quickly and accurately. Runners would overcome elements such as high altitude and weather, and some could run for up to 200 miles a day. They were essential in connecting communities and people to allow for communication across long distances. We see similar traditions in indigenous communities across the Americas. The Children's Hour is based in the United States, that's within North America. And here, we play lots of games that started in other parts of the world and that were brought here through immigration. There's the Italian game of bocce, where players throw balls toward a smaller target called the pallino. Players often work in teams, discussing tactics and encouraging each other. Bocce teaches us how fun it is to work together and support each other. There's also cup and ball games, and some in Latin America call it bolero. In Japan, there's a version called kendama. Traditionally made of local materials, including wood, the goal is to catch or land the ball into a cup. While it might seem like a solo game, it brings people together in play, and it shows us that practicing and improving skills together can create a strong sense of community and shared achievement. Maybe you've played the game Capture the Flag, which has its roots in several cultures, and variations of it have become popular worldwide. Players work together to protect their own flag while trying to capture the opponent's flag. Capture the Flag shows us the power of teamwork and that success can be exciting and rewarding. And even when we lose, failing with grace is important. Humans have been playing games with each other for thousands of years, and isn't it amazing how much we can learn from a simple game? And we don't just learn lessons. We get to feel a lot of emotions, too. The excitement of winning one day can be followed by a tough defeat the next. And no matter the results, we can choose to be kind to ourselves and to others. I think that's really special. So the next time you play a game with your friends, examine the traditions and stories behind it. You can embrace the teamwork and joy that come with playing together. And you should challenge yourself to create new games and traditions that will be passed down for generations yet to come. Keep playing, keep cooperating, and keep communicating. You've been listening to the Children's Hour. This episode is part of a special series, Communication Nation, in which we explore various forms of communication. We hope this programming inspires kids, families, and educators to think critically, celebrate our differences, and above all, be kind. This program is made possible by funding from the National Endowment for the Humanities and the United We Stand Connecting Through Culture Initiative, and by the New Mexico Humanities Council. There's a lot more information about Communication Nation, including our learning guides and our podcasts. Learn more at childrenshour.org. Look for Communication Nation. You heard a clip from Gay Adegbolola's Hand Jivin' Street Rhythm in that piece, and this is Suzanne Jamieson right here on the Children's Hour.
Lots of people out there like to draw lines without realizing how it deepens divides. When they don't try to listen and they can't understand what you knew when you were only two, that we're all part of the band.
Listening to the Children's Hour's Communication Nation, Episode 4, Together We Can. This series is available in 12 short episodes for teachers to use in the classroom. You can find our activities, lesson plans, learning guides, and so much more at childrenshour.org. Look for Communication Nation. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with help from Christina Stella, our senior producer. Chad Shear was our engineer at Outpost. Production help was provided by Eli Henley. Lorraine Archibald and Amber Arnett write our learning guides. We also had help from our summer intern, Daniel.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.